Howdy doody.
This is the Dana and Parks Podcast.
You can yes ma'am me all day long.
Okie dokie.
Looking at 80 degrees at KCI.
Hey, we're going to make this up. Let me double check your work
downtown
here.
79 at your severe weather station.
Double check because it sounds to me like somebody's making up the text.
No, I was just switching screens.
79 here at
what did I just say?
Leave that poor sweet pregnant woman alone.
God, every day something.
Now I can't say anything bad about Scott. Just for this moment at 2:08
right.
p.m. on a Friday.
Because
I texted him about 20 minutes ago, and I said, if you don't bring me a fountain Diet Coke, you're dead to me.
And so you did.
And you know, he doesn't reply to texts, right. ever. So then after about 15 minutes, I'm like, he's not going to look at his phone, so yeah. I call him.
Oh, yeah. So I get bring, bring. And I'm like, hello? She goes, what are you doing? And right then I go, yeah, I'll take a junior bacon cheeseburger and a large Diet Coke.
And that was so nice.
The chick at Wendy's goes, proceed to the next window. And all I hear is, I love you. I went from, what are you doing? To, I love you. In literally a matter of 5 seconds.
Well, priorities here.
The only difference between us is that I handed her my card and it was accepted.
Wow. Blow, blow.
Dana hands the card, and it's rejected.
We got paid at midnight. Boom. If you wanted a $1.09 from me right now, theoretically, I could give it to you.
Theoretically.
Now, in practice, I don't have it. But if I needed to go get it, I could.
Oh, so anyway, speaking of money, I get a text just now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
Anytime you say money and then you say, I just got a text, that's always not a good sign.
No, not a good sign. So I get a text from Kelly at 1:18 this afternoon, so less than an hour ago. You know, we booked the trip to Florida for August.
Yeah.
We're taking all the kids and her and me and everything. We're going down to Destin, which, by the way, when I mentioned it the other day on the air, the text line exploded. You are going to love Destin. See, Rod? It's not Cancun. It's not New York. You can piss off. It's Destin, Florida.
I'm sure that you're going to love it, and it sounds like an awesome place, and I'm glad you're going. I'm happy for you. I wasn't saying anything bad. You just...
No, screw you. I said I had booked a vacation, and you jumped on the air, and you go, let me guess. Is it New York or Cancun? And you got all smarty pants with me.
In all fairness,
I'm stretching out a little bit.
In all fairness, if we go back and look over the 10 years that you and I have worked together.
Yes.
In 10 years, every time you've taken a vacation, minus a couple, you have either gone to Cancun, New York, or back to Germany, or to Texas.
I've never even been to Germany when you and I have been together. So it's always Texas, Cancun,
that's right. It was to, you hooked up with people from Germany.
Yeah, in Texas.
In Texas, yeah.
So we're going to Destin. So anyway, I booked the trip the other night. We're going for a week, right? It's like $4,000 total. Well, the other day, I was trying to load it in on my credit card, right?
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I don't know why, it just kept coming back. Hey, no go. It's not working. I know I got the money.
Right.
So anyway, so I said to Kelly, I said, hey, can I borrow your credit card? I'll just write you a check tomorrow morning. So we booked the trip. Total is like $4,081. That's airfare, ground transportation, all-inclusive hotel, everything. Okay, for a week. That's pretty awesome for five people. Then I get this text today. She says, my credit card bill is showing a total of $8,096. In different installments from Expedia. I go, oh, no.
Wow.
No. That's double what we were supposed to pay.
What happened?
I don't know. I think they double billed us.
Oh. What if you looked at it wrong and instead of like...
No, I got the receipt the other day on my email and it was $4,000 and $4,036 or something like that.
Okay.
Or whatever. I don't know.
That's not bad for a week.
Yeah. for five people, all inclusive.
It's inclusive and exclusive.
You're welcome to walk in the door, but you can't stay. We're all exclusive. All inclusive, mm-hmm. airfare, ground transportation, all that stuff is like $4,000.
It's a good price.
That's not bad for a week.
But getting charged $8,000.
But then when you go to your credit card bill and it says $8,096 and it's all from Expedia and the airlines, you guys suck.
Yeah.
Hey, really quick, I want to give a shout out. Last night was a going away party for Frank Bull. I hate to call it a retirement party because he's still going to be around, but he's not going to be around on the 10 o'clock news every night anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
And his successor, Mick Schaefer, was there. You would not believe all of the people that came out to wish him a fond, I don't want to say farewell, but congratulations.
Get the hell off TV.
Happy retirement. We had so much fun, and I bring it up only because people will come up and ask us, you know, do you know so-and-so, or do you know so-and-so from this channel or this station? And sometimes people would come up to me and go, God, I cannot stand that fill in the blank. It's a pretty small group of people who've been around a long time who work at these stations. We're friends with all of them. I mean, with very few exceptions, we're friends with all of them.
Who do you not like?
Nobody. I mean, really nobody.
Well, you just said with few exceptions.
But over the years, with few exceptions. There's going to be a jerk here and there, but last night,
Name somebody we would know that you didn't like.
Oh, God. Oh, good Lord. Why do you always have to do that? Last night, people from every single station, young and old, you name it, they were there to send him off.
That's
and
cool.
It was a beautiful, one of my favorites, I have to say, and I'm not name dropping, I swear to you, but I would step in front of a train for Jack Harry. I just adore the man. And someone brought a photo because they used to travel with the teams back in the day. Like on an airplane, mm-hmm. the press would travel with the teams. There is a photo of Frank Bull and Jack Harry in very tight beach shorts. I mean, when I say tight, remember back in the 70s, how you guys wore them? The word that they used last night, I can't repeat on the air. They
call nut huggers.
Yes, nut huggers. They're wearing nut huggers. And someone blew up this photo, and they're playing football, it looks like, on a beach while they're there covering, you know, the Chiefs or the Royals. It is the most hilarious photo. Neither one of them's wearing a shirt. They're wearing these ridiculous shorts. And Jack Harry came out to that party last night. It was just so sweet. So, Frank, if you're listening, even if you're not, we love you. I wish you the absolute best in retirement. It was really a joy to be around all of these people last night that have worked with him at different stations and different places. It was wonderful.
That's cool.
He is a living legend in this town, and I will always consider it an honor and a privilege more than anything else, that on a handful of occasions, I'm not trying to butter him up. He owes me nothing. I owe him nothing. But it was a privilege to say that I was on the air with Frank Bull a handful of times. And he is an incredible broadcasting treasure in this town, and he will be sorely missed. He's not dead.
No.
Still very much alive, but he wrote the book for how you deliver sports in Kansas City.
Yep.
He really did.
That's cool.
He's a great cat, and he will be missed. Anyway.
There you go.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah. Keatsman show up?
Yes.
He better have shown
Keatsman
up.
Keatsman was there.
Petro.
Soren was there.
Right.
I mean, I'm telling you, you name it. Cody Tapp was there.
Well, I'm glad I got an invite. It kind of feels like your 25th high school reunion.
Well, I just saw Channing.
She did invite you yesterday.
Huh?
Dana invited you.
She threw it out in passing.
But, you know, Lizak was there. John Holt showed up. I mean, it was just all of your people. It was really lovely.
Tell everybody I said thanks.
I will. You should have gone. It was at Kelly's.
Nobody invited me. You know what? Maybe it wasn't such a privilege to be on the air with Frank Bull. Maybe it sucked.
It was more of a word of mouth thing because I saw Fanning in the...
Oh, how come the word of mouth never got to mine?
I saw Fanning in the hallway and he
yesterday
goes...
yesterday afternoon.
I said, where were you last night for Frank's going away thing? And he goes, I didn't even know about it. I said, well, you can go join Scott. It's all right.
I pulled everybody in the building. Nobody likes you.
Okay. Well, I like you for getting me a Diet Coke. I love you. It's Friday. I have joy in my heart. Happy Friday, everybody.
All right.
Look at me. Look at me. It's your lucky day. Need business cards? Something different. We'll print you 1,000 full color cards for only $35. That's right, only $35. Better hurry before this great deal is gone. Want more info? Call us now, 913-764-9500.
Cheap Trick, Ron, is super high on this record.
Oh my God, this whole record is so good.
He's got a name, the new record?
We're All Right.
We're All Right?
We're All Right.
Like Jonathan Weir? Or?
No, like We Are.
Oh, We Are.
Yeah, We're All Right. Oh, I'm sorry, it's actually We're All All Right.
We're All Right.
We're All All Right.
It's a stupid name for an album.
It's a great record, though.
All right. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. Story here from the Kansas City Star. Kansas Secretary of State, future Governor Kris Kobach.
Please stop saying that, and I am not even mildly kidding. I don't even want to hear those words come out of your mouth.
Kansas Secretary of State, future Governor Kris Kobach. You know he's going to be the next governor.
I don't know that, no. I think that will enrage intelligent, normal-thinking people to the point that they will flock to the polls and vote for anyone else but that despicable human being.
First of all, he's a good-looking guy with good name recognition. If, what's his face, who's the guy that ran against Brownback last year, Paul Davis, or okay. 2 years ago? If Paul Davis couldn't beat Brownback when he was at his most vulnerable, future Governor Kris Kobach.
Okay.
Anyway, so let me rewrite this story here just for a second from the start. Future Kansas Governor Kris Kobach has asked every state in the nation to provide President Donald Trump's new voter commission with the names, birth dates, and Social Security information for registered voters going back to 2006. Kobach, a former chairman of the Kansas Republican Party, candidate for governor in 2018, serves as vice chairman of Trump's Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. In a Wednesday letter, Kobach asked the Connecticut Secretary of State's office to provide the commission with all publicly available voter roll data, including the full names of all registered voters, along with their addresses, dates of birth, the last four digits of their Social Security numbers, voting history, and other related personal information. Kobach said in a phone call that he sent similar letters to election officials in every single state, and that is Kansas's top election official. He will be providing the commission with all of the information for Kansas voters. That includes you, Dana Wright. The request faced backlash from election officials in some states, including California. The state's Democratic Secretary of State plans to buck the request. Kobach clarified that the personal data would be hosted on a secure server run by the federal government.
Oh, it's a secure government server.
And not disclosed to the public. He said that the request for the Social Security digits was meant to prevent false positives, such as when two people share the same name and same birthday.
Right. So you want to give your personal information up to the federal government who's going to keep it on a, quote, secure server.
Well, here's what I know.
I hate him so much, he's almost making me Republican today. No and no. I trust that man with my personal information. I'm trying to think of an analogy.
Good, because I have a question when you're done.
Okay.
You hate Kris Kobach so much he's about to make you a Republican?
I don't want him in charge of putting my personal information on a, quote, secure government server.
Oh, first so you want to vote in the primary.
I don't believe there's any such thing. I actually thought last night, can I change my affiliation in Kansas for the primary? And I think the answer is yes.
Oh, you have plenty of time.
Yeah, I'm doing it. But I if it was anybody else asking, I would still have a problem with this.
Here's what I don't understand, though, regarding your frustration with this request. And quite frankly, he's not asking for anything the federal government doesn't already have.
Okay.
All he's looking for is who is a registered voter in every state. Now, Here's where I think we could walk into some murky water. They're asking for names and addresses.
Okay.
And if, I would assume party affiliation goes in there as well. Is this a way for the Trump administration to reach out to people who are likely to vote Republican, say in 2020
okay.
or in 2018 during the midterm elections, and canvass you with mail, et cetera? But they could do that already. They could go to every state polling or every state secretary of state and just say, I need the voter rolls for everybody who's a Republican in this state. And that is freedom of information.
Did you know, because of this idiot's policies, 36,000.
Which idiot are we talking about? Kobach?
Now listen to me here. 36,000 law-abiding Kansas taxpaying residents were not able to vote. 36,000 taxpaying law-abiding citizens were not allowed to vote.
Were they Democrats?
These were the people who, for whatever reason, because of this system he set up, were not able to, quote, prove they were citizens of the United States. Most of them were. They were elderly. Remember, we had the woman whose only proof of birth, because she was born in 1902, was the family Bible. I mean, there are legitimate reasons, and people in the state who, for whatever reason, it was not easy for them to prove that they've been living in Goodland, Kansas for 56 years. So to me, and if you take those 36,000 people, Scott, about half of them, and I would argue more because it's Kansas, which is a more conservative leading state, more than half of those people are going to be Republicans. And it's policies like that that drive me crazy. He went after people who he believed voted twice. Do you know how many people he found that voted twice? I used to think it was 11. I was wrong. It was 9. 9 people, mostly elderly Republicans, voted twice. And they have been prosecuted for it. But because of those 9 people, 36,000 people were not able to vote. I hate that man, and I don't even like the word hate, with an unbridled and unrivaled passion for what he's done to the people who have done nothing wrong here in his quest for national notoriety to bring 9 people to justice
for
accidentally voting along the borders twice.
Well, I don't think you accidentally vote in 2 different states, but whatever.
Well, I can pull up the stories of the men who did.
Dana, there were
he was a Republican,
Dana,
by the way.
There were years that I lived in Shawnee and owned properties in Kansas City, Missouri. I never accidentally voted in both states.
One of the men that was prosecuted was a 66-year-old Republican, and he owns a house in Goodland, Kansas, super far western Kansas, and he owns a property in Colorado. He voted for president once, and let's say he voted for Trump. Fine, he's a Republican. He voted for president once, but in the local elections, he voted in Goodland for city council. He voted in far eastern Colorado.
You don't accidentally do that.
For that, he was prosecuted.
Well, and you should be.
And keep in mind, Kobach thinks this is an immigration problem. All of these people have been old white people.
Well, that's fine, which would seem to say to you, I would think, that this isn't an attack on illegal immigrants. This is an attack on people who own
this
property in 2 different states.
On the 36,000 people who had their voting rights taken away because this idiot wants to be
they
on
had
the national
their,
stage.
They had their voting rights taken away because they were not capable or able of producing a photographic ID saying that they were who they claimed
they
were.
Last thing I'm going to say, the 36,000 are the ones we know about. I'm not even talking about the tens of thousands of other people who said, screw it, I'm just not going to vote. If you're going to make it that difficult for me to go vote, I'm just not going to do it.
But Dana, you would agree that if somebody votes in the same election twice, they should be prosecuted.
How is that different from voting for city council in Goodland, Kansas, and voting for Colorado in your local election?
That's
there?
My point.
There's nothing wrong with that.
What?
I don't think you should be able to vote for president twice. And this man did not.
How do we know that?
Because they prosecuted him for only voting in the local elections.
His ballot is secret. That means they can't prove that he voted for president twice.
Do you think that's why he wants this information
No.
in a, quote, secure government database?
Here's the deal. He can get that information. He's just asking them to hand it over.
And I'm saying no. You want it, get it yourself.
Well, he already has yours.
Okay. If you want the rest of us in the other 49 states, figure it out on your own.
Okay. Why do you hate this man so much?
I cannot stand the air that he breathes.
Your anger and hatred for him is almost...
It's bad.
Without description.
It's bad.
Why?
Because I just hate him.
He's about to be your governor.
Because of his ridiculous political ambition, he has done this to people who've done nothing wrong. And in the end of that, we've spent how many taxpayers' dollars to prosecute 9 people?
We'll get to that in just a moment. You're on Dana and Parks.
TV is huge. Something different can help you grow your business. Big time TV commercials for small business owners. TV advertising for $2. Visit Something Different online at somethingdifferent.com.
We continue to monitor the story out of New York where multiple people have been shot at Lebanon Hospital in the Bronx. They have a manhunt underway for a suspect. People have been told to get out of the area. Somebody on Twitter just sent me this tweet from Autumn. If Kobach becomes governor, I'm moving the hell out of Kansas. Okay. Simmer down.
He's just such a despicable human being, Scott.
I don't believe that. I actually like Kris Kobach. I don't agree with him on everything.
Kobach has produced 9 convictions, most of them not illegal immigrants, but older registered Republicans, which the irony there is so thick, I could just vomit.
He just says he's being fair.
God. One of the guy's names was Lincoln Wilson. 66 years old. This is the guy I was telling you about.
Wait. Why do you think it has to be illegal immigrants?
Because his entire... And I know you're not a Trump fan.
No.
His entire process was to become part of the national stage and Donald Trump's staff. That's Kris Kobach is in this for himself.
He is sort of on Donald Trump's staff.
And so it worked. And you have to remember that during the campaign, they were leveling unfounded lies about the, quote, millions of people who voted illegally in the election. It's not true. If they found 9 in Kansas, multiply 9 here by the other 50 states and more in California.
You don't have to make the argument.
Yeah,
there were a million of illegal votes.
Yet because of those lies and because of the witch hunt that we went through here, spending God knows how much money on that, when he should be focusing on the state of Kansas, he used his time to catapult himself onto the national stage, which worked because Trump needs someone to validate so badly his lie that millions of people voted illegally, which they did not.
Won't be able to prove it.
So, of course, they're not going to be able to prove it. So, it was a waste of time. It was a waste of money. I would like to have somebody in that office who actually carries out the duties of that office.
Well, now, wait a minute. Stop your carriage for a second. His job, Kris Kobach's job as Secretary of State, is to ensure the fairness and the integrity of every election. If he is going after people who are double voting,
I
would argue he is doing exactly what he's supposed to do.
How is voting in a county commission election where you own property and pay taxes in Colorado and voting in an alderman election in Goodland, Kansas, where you own property, somehow fraud? It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. If you vote twice in one election,
That's illegal. And I understand that.
They are voting twice in one election.
No, they're not. He voted once for a county commissioner in Colorado, Scott, where he owns property, and in an alderman election in Goodland, Kansas, where he owns property.
Whoa. I distinctly remember, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. Do not get mad at me.
Yeah.
I distinctly remember a Channel 5 investigative piece years ago where one Timothy Grunhard.
He did?
Who was a former center for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Loved him.
Had property down in the Ozarks.
Warsaw.
Had property in Johnson County.
Mission Hills.
Got out of jury duty in
Johnson County.
Because he claimed his residence was actually in Warsaw.
Correct.
You guys, not you, but Channel 5, I remember it well because Tim used to work for us at the time.
Yep.
Literally hid in the bushes, Channel 5 did. I'm not kidding. Hid behind the bushes at our old studios in Westwood waiting for Tim to come out the door.
This man never claimed in Goodland that he did not reside or did reside in one location. What Tim did that was wrong was claim his primary residence was in Warsaw. And it wasn't.
You can only vote where your primary residence is. You don't accidentally vote twice.
Listen to this. This is so rich. Lincoln Wilson, who voted for Trump. These are all Trump people. I cannot get over how funny that is. Spent 18 months and $50,000 in legal fees trying to fight Kobach and the charges against him. He ended up pleading guilty to 3 misdemeanor counts of voting without being qualified and 2 misdemeanor counts of falsely swearing to an affidavit. He got a $158 court cost fine. Mm-hmm. Is this really the biggest problem we have in America?
No, but
men like Lincoln Wilson.
But do you want to turn a blind eye to people who are illegally voting?
If they are voting twice in a presidential election, they should get in trouble for that.
Well, that's what he did.
No, it is not. He voted once for Trump in his primary residence of Kansas.
How do you know that he didn't do that when he went to Colorado?
I don't know.
If he's a Trump supporter, I bet he did vote for Trump.
Well, then Kobach should be thrilled. They got 2.
I would argue you should be thrilled because this proves Kobach is being fair.
I think this was a witch hunt, and he thought at the end of that rainbow, he was going to find 50,000 illegal immigrants voting. That's not what he found. He found 9 white Republicans who owned property on borders. It's usually Kansas and Arkansas or Kansas and Colorado. And don't you remember one of the women? Her name was Edith. She's 89 years old. Her husband said, sign this. She signed it. We're going to go after that woman? Really?
Well, did you break the law or not?
Scott, come on. Come on.
You should be thrilled.
Theoretically, jaywalking is breaking the law. Are we going to go after those people?
The use of mission.
It's just so stupid.
You're not comparing jaywalking to illegally voting, are you?
If it's for an alderman in Goodland, Kansas, I do.
But Dana, you keep going to that one, and I don't think that's right. You have no proof that this person didn't vote for Trump in both of those states. I think you want to believe that these were just aldermen or city council elections, but that's not the case. These were elections, or these were votes that were cast last November. If he went to Colorado and cast a ballot, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and Gary Johnson and Susan Stein or whatever Jill Stein, they were all on that ballot too. And he had every right, he had every possibility to cast another vote for Donald Trump.
Do you know how many government resources we would have to employ to go to every small border town where people own a lake house and track down the people who are voting in small town election? It's not possible, Scott. It's not possible. Show me the 3 million illegal immigrants who voted illegally in that election, and they can't do it.
Well, they can't do it
because it didn't happen.
I think you're right in the sense that Kobach probably set out initially to prove and failed that countless illegal immigrants vote in national elections. But in the process of failing to prove that, he also proved, hey, guess what? There are a lot of people who live on the borders who own property in Kansas and Colorado or Kansas and Missouri or Kansas and Nebraska, Kansas and Oklahoma, who are doing something illegal. And that is voting twice in an election.
One of them, a Kansas couple, a Vietnam veteran, and a retired domestic violence educator. Well, I mean, wow, we've really got to put those people behind bars.
Well, with all due respect, a father who was a Vietnam veteran, I hate when we throw out that so-and-so was a veteran of such-and-such a war as some sort of a pass
These
on bad behavior.
These are law-abiding, tax-paying citizens, Scott.
Tom in Lenexa. Hello, Tom.
Hi there. You were doing real good, Scott, to bring up your point against Dana's. I wouldn't even use the term logic. But let me ask something specifically for Dana. So do you believe that if someone owns property in more than one state, they can vote in more than one state? Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we're wasting time and money tracking down the 9 people who did that.
But one of them was a guy who owned property in Colorado and owned property in Kansas and voted in both states, and that's okay, right?
He did not vote for president in both states. He voted in the
Dana,
local election.
Dana, in all fairness, we don't know that.
Well, did he cast a ballot in more than one state?
He did.
That's a yes or no.
He did.
Okay, so, and that's okay, right?
Well, there are 9 people. If you think that's
doesn't matter how many there are, is it okay for even one person to do that, yes or no?
I would say, with the number being what it is, yes. I could not possibly care less that there were 9 of them.
Somebody who owns property in a lot of states, for instance, President Trump, he can vote everywhere he owns property, according to your logic.
Tom, where are the illegal immigrants, the 3 million of
them
who voted
illegal? We're not talking about illegal immigrants.
But that's why this started.
You can vote in more than one state if you happen to own property in more than one state.
It is against the law to do that. I don't care. There's 9 of them. I don't care.
I see. You don't care if it's against the law.
Be nice, guys. Be nice.
I understand your thinking now. Scott.
No. Be nice.
I don't care. There's 9 of them. I don't care. I don't.
Okay.
Show me 9,000 and I'll care. They can't. They can't because it doesn't exist.
No, it does not.
But he's got his job in the Trump White House, and he's happy and probably will become governor.
Oh, he will become governor.
It is just such an enormous waste for all of the Republicans who hate big government and hate waste. It is very hypocritical for people like Tom to say that this is somehow a big deal when he knows it's not. He knows it's not.
But let me ask you, and I know we got to get to break, but... Kobach probably, we don't know this for a fact, but probably set out to prove that a lot of illegal immigrants, because clearly Kobach, whether you like him or don't like him, and obviously you don't, I don't dislike him. I'm kind of ambivalent, quite frankly. He does have some sort of a bizarre issue with, well, I was going to say that word, but I can't. think of a aroused male. He has one of those for illegal immigration. I don't know why. This is not the Kobach that I knew when he was on the Overland Park City Council. However, he is the Secretary of State, and his job is to ensure the integrity of the elections in the state of Kansas.
Okay.
If he is going after people who are voting illegally, whether it's one or whether it's 100 or 1,000 or 100,000, I actually say, you know what? Good on you. You're doing your job. You're doing what you were hired to do, and that is to ensure the integrity of the election. And if going after 9 people prevents 900 people from trying it next time, then I'm okay. I'm okay with
that. You know what else really bothers me? And I guarantee you people like Tom would say, let this Russian hacking thing go. You want to let the Russians hacking into the integrity of the United States elective process go, but it's okay to go after 9 people if you're an elected official on some witch hunt that doesn't exist. Please, please explain that to me.
576-7798.
Boy. Need business cards? Something different will print you 1,000 full-color cards for only $35.
That's right, only $35.
Call us now, 913-764-9500.
It don't matter where I may roam. Tell your people that it's home, sweet home, America, America. And my brothers are all black and white, yellow too. And the red man is right to expect a little from you. Promise and then follow through, America.
Following breaking news out of New York.
All the men who fell on the
where 4 to 6 people are believed to be wounded in a shooting in the Bronx at Lebanon Hospital. I'm sure Karen Marks will have much more on that coming up at the top of the hour.
And you had mentioned, Scott, and I thought the same thing. I'm not going to lie, and I don't know if that's a good thing to think or a horrifying thing to think, but when we see mass shooting, you wonder, is this terrorism? And it looks like it's a possibility this is going to be just a lone whack nut with a gun who's angry about...
Who used to work there.
Who used to work there and is angry about something.
And I said to you, why does that make me feel better about this?
But it does? Why is that? I mean, 4 to 6 people are dead and there's a crazy man with a gun on the loose, but we're going, oh, God, at least it's not terrorism.
Yeah. Bob in the Northland, wrap us up. Hello, Bob.
Hey, just wanted just to tell you, Scott and Dana, I think both of you are doing a good job presenting both sides as an argument, and you folks are exercising your First Amendment rights. And since we're moving into the 241st year of this great country of ours come July the 4th, I would like to encourage you, as well as you folks encouraging your audience, that they take the time to reflect on the Declaration of Independence. If not, take a moment just to read it, because what you're doing is you're exercising your gifted rights there to do what you like to do.
All right. I will only preface this, Bob, and I heard a commercial the other day for some company called Zipa or something. As you read the Declaration of Independence, and I would encourage everybody to do it, remember the Declaration of Independence is not a declaration of your rights.
That's right.
It is simply a group of colonies saying, we don't want to belong to England anymore. There is nothing written in there that you can take to a court of law and say, my rights have been violated because it's in the Declaration of Independence. You do not have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness unless you find it in the Constitution. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.